There we go. Well, first of all, I'm excited to be here with you, and I'm grateful that you show up and are willing to learn this process and willing to learn how to use it in your life and to invite the Devas into your life. It's so rewarding, and they're so much fun. So we're going to create some more magic today and to help you manifest your desire in a very aligned and conscious way. And it's going to be about health today. So thank you all for being here. And first of all, let's call in the air devas, the sylphs, for mental activity and perception. And even the higher mental, let's call in the higher mental devas there. And the fire devas, the salamanders, for intuition and creativity and spirituality. The water devas, the undines, for emotional depth and clarity. And the earth devas, the gnomes, for grounding the beauty and the bounty of nature in our lives. And let's acknowledge our physical body's deva to bring us perfect health. As a human being, we are individualized soul with free will, and we are also a deva. Our body is a deva. And when we use our free will to intend our body to change in some way, even unconsciously, the deva that is us will modify the blueprint accordingly, even down to the DNA. The DNA building blocks are elementals. Elementals are nature spirits, and they transform energy from nature and our refined energetic bodies to help us in our healing process. And they assist in releasing trauma and memories stored in the body. And when we're working with the lower level energies in the IST process, for their help, we ask for their help. And they love it when humans consciously call, when we call on them for their help. So when doing that IST session, especially the emotional, you could call on the water devas, the undines, to help you transmute that energy, that emotional energy, or the sylphs for the thought patterns that we're often stuck with. And that being said, how we think about ourselves, our bodies, affects our health as well. What thoughts and feelings do you direct toward yourself, your body? Do you hate your body? Are you sending loving energy thoughts to yourself, your deva? For a long time, I found it difficult to remember that my body was a deva. I recently discovered that by giving my body, deva, a name and referring to my body, deva, by that name helps me to remember her. And when dealing with health, we're dealing with our body, deva. If you want to change your health, you also have to ask your body deva, you know, invite the body deva in and invite her help to transmute whatever it is that's keeping you blocked. So let's get into a comfortable position, settled in your seat, and close your eyes. And take a few deep cleansing breaths and release the tensions of your day in the exhale. Just breathe in fresh source energy, prana, all that beautiful prana energy, and exhale all of your tensions, all the tensions of your day. And just relax your body and calm your emotions and become mentally focused on only your soul's desire and what it is you want to create today regarding your health. And imagine switching your brain into the neutral position from the left or right, wherever you're at. Just switch it to neutral and balance it all out, being of one brain. And bring all your attention down into your heart space, opening the doors of your heart. Step inside your heart space, inside the sacred space of your heart, and onto the golden grid. And understand that this grid is the fabric of the universe and connects to all things. And listen to the sound of your heartbeat. Get into its rhythm, matching your vibration, the vibration of your heartbeat with the pulse of the universe. And with your creative imagination, sense yourself connected to the golden grid. And notice that the grid has a convergence point running through your heart space. A vertical line of golden light comes down through the top of your head, moving through your heart space all the way down through your body and into the earth and beyond. And a horizontal line comes from the front of your body through your heart space and out the back. Another horizontal line comes from one side of your body through your heart space and out the other side. And you're now connected to the golden grid and supported by the divine structure. And recognize yourself as your soul self. You are the conscious soul incarnate within your group unit. And your group unit is your energy bodies and your physical bodies and all of the elementals and devas that make up your vehicle. And you are the conscious soul within that unit. And you're connected with God, Goddess, and standing in a position of unity with everyone and everything in the universe. And call all of your awareness back to you inside your body. Bring it all the way down below the eyebrow level, behind the eyes, in front of the spine, into your central channel, going all the way down to the base of your spine. And at the base of your spine, allow the energy to flow in and through your legs and into your feet and into your toes. And ground yourself to the earth using a substantial grounding cord. Send your grounding cord down from your root chakra, locking into that ball of light in the middle of the earth. And transmute lower level energies. Okay, so now bring up and put into motion around you and your aura a golden vortex of energy from the ball of light, and spin it counterclockwise to whisk away any lower level emotions and thoughts that you're willing to let go of for your highest good. And spin it fast enough that it acts like a vacuum, whisking all that down. Let go of all that you don't need. Send it all down. Be transmuted. Call in your guides, any angels, ascended masters, or any high frequency beings with the intent to help you with this process for your highest good and the highest good of all. Okay, and health issues usually start somewhere in your energetic body and are a reflection of your inner life and outer relationships. And as you consider your health, remember that your body is maintained by devas and your body, deva itself. So give him or her a name and remember to talk to it daily. And ask your body, deva, to help you release your fears and your negative thoughts about the originating cause of your relationship to dis-ease or perhaps even what other people think your body should look like or what you think your body should look like, and just release anything blocking you from opening up your health and your radiance, and send that all down into the ball of light to be transmuted. And as you do that, embrace any karmic lessons you can while letting go of those old thought patterns and emotions. Embracing that karmic lesson is key, a big key. Okay, and just let all that go, all that you don't need, and then set your atoms to spin in a counterclockwise direction as well, and spin them faster and faster, and spin them at the speed of light, and use your breath or om to help you spin them faster, and release from your atoms anything you don't need. Just let it go, release it. This will help you raise your vibration, okay? Just so you got that vortex spinning around you and through your aura and your physical body, but also your atoms are spinning faster and faster. And just release. You get lighter as you release all that stuff you don't need, all that generic code you picked up from your genealogical line, you know, all your past karma. It can be released, all that's in your DNA. Just release it. And once again, embrace any karmic lessons that come up. Okay. And now standing in alignment with divine, along a golden beam, a beautiful light, bring into your body and energetic field love and grace and ease. Okay, and now visualize a golden spiral staircase before you. And take the spiral staircase up one complete full spiral. And with each step, you're raising your vibration. With each step, you're infused with heightened anticipation. And as you move up, you complete the spiral and you notice there's a golden door at the top of the stairs. So open the golden door and step over the threshold onto the golden grid of the etheric plane. And now imagine from the Earth's etheric field, bring up Divine Mother's energy to nourish all the devas that are you. Bring Divine Mother's energy up through your Earth Star Chakra just below your feet. And notice the feel of the energy as you bring it up through your feet and legs. What does that feel like? It's electrical to me. Just bring it on up. And as the energy flows to your root chakra at the base of your spine, the energy spins your chakras, clearing out the old energy and charging up the chakra and activating the chakra and raising your vibration. Divine Mother's energy continues to move up your spine through the central channel to your sacral chakra just below your belly button, spinning out the old gunk and charging up your chakra, raising your vibration. And remember to breathe through this process and allow the energy to flow through your body up to your stomach, your power center chakra, spinning, activating, clearing, and you're building up your power. And you're all building up your vibration as it moves up your chakras. Now up to the heart chakra, igniting your passion, clearing it out, charging it up. And the energy continues to flow up to the throat chakra, spinning and activating it. Especially with Mercury retrograde coming up tomorrow. Clear out that throat chakra. and allow yourself to feel more of the energy and the power flowing through the grid, activating and now opening the third eye chakra, clearing it out, spinning it out, releasing, charging it up. And the energy continues to go to the top of your head, to your crown chakra. Spin it and activate it. And then up to the soul star chakra. So now we're going to connect up with divine source. So imagine now divine source energy coming through your soul star chakra above your head and through your crown chakra, and allow the divine energy to come down your vertical channel, flowing through your body, through your heart space, through your root chakra, down and out your feet, and nourish the earth while we're doing this. And that's not your personal energy, that's divine energy, so nothing gets, your energy doesn't get depleted. And open up that flow, full blast, and expand your vertical channel, at least outside of your body or more. And let this divine energy nourish everything within you that is soul, and bask in it. Breathe. Just breathe it in. What energy you don't use will nourish the earth. So just let that flow, get you all charged up. We got the Divine Mother's energy coming out through your through the earth. Divine Source energy coming through your crown chakra. And imagine that these two energies meet in your heart space. You are uniting Divine Mother and Divine Father, and they're blessing you and filling you with their love. And you're in gratitude to them. You are a brilliant beacon of Divine Father and Divine Mother's love. And imagine your heart is golden and it's beating with the rhythm of the universe. And allow the two energies to flow out your horizontal heart channel onto the golden grid, charging the grid. Okay, and now imagine a containment field, or the orb, on the golden grid, and bring your orb closer to you if it's too far away. Okay, you can fold over the fabric or the grid, if it helps, and then connect with that orb from your heart. Imagine a possibility line or a beam of light that flows from you, your divine desire, from your heart, into the orb to form a heart-to-heart connection. And this heart-to-heart connection is very important. We're going to be using it a lot. So make it a strong connection. It's going to get a lot of use. And connect with this orb and allow that universal pulse to align you and the orb. And imagine that this orb is grounded, like your body's grounded to the earth. So ground it with a grounding cord. And then notice the 3D grid inside the orb. So your orb is now connected to the grid and grounded to the earth. Now, being in the sacred space of the heart, recognize that the divine flame, the tiny space in your heart, is the monadic God spark. You are divine. You are an internal being. And this God spark creates a very powerful electromagnetic field. And within the center of your electromagnetic field is a portal. It's a tool that we can use to reach the higher frequencies, or the more refined planes of existence. So imagine before you the portal, and the portal's opening now. And the portal looks like an elevator door made of golden beams of light, just like the grid. And it opens up to you. So step inside. And bring your orb with you. Allow the golden grid elevator to take you as far as you can go, as far up in frequency that the universe wants you to go. You can ask your higher self or your guides to help you locate that frequency or the frequencies that we will be using. But have them take you there. Go up in frequency as high as you can go. Spin, if it helps, spin your atoms and use your breath or Om to help you spin those atoms. But that helps you raise your vibration and helps you get to those frequencies. And the first stop of the elevator is the spiritual plane. So stabilize yourself by matching your frequency to the frequency of the spiritual plane. Just stabilize yourself there. And invite an angel or a greater David to oversee your project for today, this part of it. And This ensures that your project is in alignment with God, Goddess, and according to divine law and order. So ask your higher self and guides to help you, okay, to invite that Deva in or just invite the Deva in or the angel. We'll get to the managing Deva in a little bit, but this is just to help oversee it until the managing Deva can take over. Okay, so now we're going to infuse your orb with spiritual qualities that are congruent with what you want to manifest regarding your health. All right, so imagine a golden beam of light coming from divine source with the first spiritual quality of your choice. And flow it through your soul star chakra, your crown chakra, into your heart space, and throughout your spiritual field. Filling up your heart all the way, and let it flow out to your spiritual field, and just fill it full as it can go. And we will be transferring that to the orb in a bit. So just fill yourself up with that first spiritual quality. Remember to breathe. Okay, finish that up. And allow the energy to flow to your orb through your heart-to-heart connection, infusing your orb with that first spiritual quality. Sound your note to attract the devas of that specific quality, matching your spiritual quality. And use your Om in a note that you intuit as a carrier wave for your spiritual quality. Send it to your orb in a wave-like pattern with the intent of attracting the devas of that spiritual quality to your orb. Remember, your Om acts like a stabilizing factor for the devas, and then the form coheres. Sending it out, Oming. Fill up that orb. And while we're finishing this first spiritual quality, witness your orb. Witness the little light beings gathering around your orb. They're getting to work. Okay, and then we'll go on to the second spiritual quality. So imagine a line of light from source energy coming down through your soul star chakra, your crown chakra, filling up your heart and your spiritual field with your second spiritual quality. Fill it to the brim. This is all about your health. And now, finish that up, and we're going to let the energy flow through our heart-to-heart connection out to the orb and fill up the orb. Transfer that energy from your heart and your spiritual field out to the orb. We're building up the spiritual field of the orb, your desire, your creation. These are the spiritual qualities your creation will have. Remember to use your own in a wave-like pattern, attracting the devas of that second spiritual quality. Okay, and as you finish that up, witness your orb. And witness the devas. Witness them in any way you know how. Of course, visual is always good, but if you're not a visual person, use whatever sensual acuity. Just know that they're gathering. Okay, and then now we'll go to the third spiritual quality. And through a golden beam of light coming from divine source with that third spiritual quality, flow it through your soul star chakra, your crown chakra, into your heart and spiritual field, filling it all the way up to the brim. And expand it even a little if you want to really infuse these qualities. If you don't have three spiritual qualities, you can just keep repeating the first or second. But just allow it to fill yourself up. And now transfer it out to your orb through your heart-to-heart connection with your Om. The Om helps it all cohere. And witness your orb and the devas as you do that. Okay, and let's finish up the spiritual field. And we'll move on to the mental concept. Okay. So now we want to define your creation for the devas, to let them know what its purpose is, to help make it clear to the devas so that they understand what you want and don't come up with some wacky thing. You know, you have to be clear what it is that you want. And we'll only do this mental concept once, not three times. So when we get to it, you'll need to talk it up to the devas and try and capture that mental concept as a whole, like from your higher mental, if possible. But, use whatever you can to do it. So let's ask your higher self and your guides to help you drop your frequency slightly and to take you to the heart of the mental plane. Take the golden grid elevator down to the mental plane. And then match your frequency to the frequency of the mental plane. And this is higher mental and lower mental. I mean, it's all one mental plane. It's all one big whole, just like the spiritual plane was. And you're in the heart of it, right? So focus on a mental concept that is congruent with your spiritual qualities and in line for what you want to create. So imagine what it is like, see it, know it, let the devas understand what you want, and stay focused, and don't forget to breathe, okay? So now imagine a golden beam of light from divine source with your mental concept, flowing it through your soul star chakra, your crown chakra, and into your mental body and heart, and filling it up all the way. Mental quality is just like spiritual and emotional qualities. It's a quality that you can fill your heart with and your mental body with. And like I said, if you have a little bit of trouble with that, just imagine it as like a packet or a whole, like from the higher mental. You can imagine it even as like a sacred geometry shape, right? But just fill yourself up. Talk it up. I'm going to give you a few moments here, a little bit longer, because it's only one. So talk it up to the devas. Tell them what you want. If you run out of words, just repeat yourself. It helps to picture what you want to, if you can. Don't micromanage it, but give it enough definition so that you get what you want. This is all about health, so. Okay, let's finish that up. And now use your own in a note that you intuit as a carrier wave. And send it out to your orb in a wave-like pattern with the intent of attracting the devas to your creation. Send it all out. Empty your mental body, empty your heart. Through your heart-to-heart connection, just send it all out there, sounding your own. As you're doing it, sense and know that the little devas are out there gathering around your orb, interacting with the spiritual devas that you attracted in. The spiritual, we call it spiritual matter or mental matter, but matter, really, it's devas. Okay, we're building. Got the scaffolding going out there, just building away. Little beings of light. Okay, let's finish that up and move on to the emotional quality and feeling tones. So now we want to charge your creation with high-level emotions and feeling tones. So we ask our higher self and guides to help you drop your frequency slightly and take you to the heart of the emotional plane. Okay, and on the emotional plane, match your frequency, your vibration, to the heart of the emotional plane. Okay. And imagine a golden beam of light from divine source with the first high-level emotion of your choice, and flow it through your soul star chakra, your crown chakra, into your heart space, and your emotional body. And fill it up, and remember that this is the charge. We're working on the charge. So fill it up, all the way up. And then remember what those emotions feel like. That what emotion you brought in, remember what that feels like. And go back into your memories and your experience for the feeling tone vibration. Use all your essential acuities, you know, feel it, know it, taste it, smell it, and make it really intense, because this will help the devas. It helps to charge it up, so make it strong. What's that all feel like? What's that emotion feel like? And then allow the emotions and the feeling tones to flow to your orb through your heart-to-heart connection, infusing your orb while sounding your note and using the intention of attracting the devas out there with that specific frequency and emotion. We're building up the emotional body of your creation. Make it strong and witness. Witness the devas. Witness your orb. What's happening with your orb? There should be a flurry of activity at this point. And they're building a way for you. So now let's finish that one up and go on to the second emotional quality. So, in a golden beam of light from divine source, bring in your second high-level emotion. Flow it through your soul star chakra, your crown chakra, into your heart space, and throughout your emotional body. Fill it up. And now remember back into your memories, your experience, what that emotion felt like. What does that emotion feel like? Just charge it all up. Make it intense. So you're matching that emotion to what that emotion actually feels like. And now allow it all, the emotion and the feeling tones, to flow to your orb through your heart-to-heart connection. Filling up your orb. Charging up your orb. Filling in its emotional body. Remember to use your own in a wave-like pattern, carrying that information out to your orb. And as you finish that up, witness your orb. Witness the devas. Okay. Now let's go for the third emotion, high-level emotion, from a beam of light from divine source. Bring through that high-level emotion through your soul star chakra, your crown chakra, into your heart, and into your emotional body. Remember to breathe. And then go back into your memories and your experience and charge up that emotion with the feeling tones. Make it intense. This is the last charge, at least for now. Okay, send it all out. With your own heart-to-heart connection, send it all out. Just empty your heart and your emotional body with that high-level one. Send it all out. Charging it all up out there, and watching those devas. They're all abuzz. How exciting this is. Okay, finish that up. And witness your orb. Witness all the devas. Because now we're going to invite in a managing deva to hold the blueprint for your creation. And that managing deva will direct the lesser devas in the work that they need to do to build this creation for you. So ask your higher self and your guides to help you drop your frequency slightly to take you to the heart of the etheric plane. This is where we started before we took the elevator, the portal, right? So now you have your orb filled with all your intent, your spiritual qualities, your mental concept, the emotions and the feeling tones, all charged up, all together there. And imagine your creation as a whole. It's one whole with a spiritual field, a mental field, emotional field. Okay, it's complete, and it's becoming alive with possibilities and probabilities of the creation and of its totality. Okay, it has all its bodies intact, and make this real. Look, you know, just witness this as a whole unit. Okay, and what does that feel like? Charge your own self up. You know, look what you've done. This is so cool. I mean, it's just feel that whole sense of this creation that you've done. And just let the feelings flood your body and flow into your heart space, flow into your whole body and energetic field. Just let those feelings charge up the grid and charge up the orb, everything of all you have done so far. And get into a place of responsibility for co-creating this this idea, your desire. It's an entity now. You created an entity. And allow for adjustments and shifts and expansion to you and your orb. Okay? And just get into that place of responsibility of creating this new entity. This is beautiful. And ask your higher self and guides for assistance to call in a deva to manage the lesser devas and to see your creation to the end with manifestation in the physical dimension, with your higher self being the liaison, okay, to the managing deva. And now imagine a big, beautiful being of light with organized patterns of energy. And this managing deva is interacting with the little beings, bringing order to your creation. She's taking charge of the blueprint of all that information you sent out to your orb. She's taking charge of that blueprint you made. She's taking charge of all those lesser devas. and organizing it. So sound your note 3 times to help that managing deva cohere with all of the devas, all the blueprint, all of that information out there. Okay, this is beautiful. Okay, so far, your creation's just connected to you through your heart-to-heart connection using your energy. So now we're going to allow the managing deva to connect to pure source and to earth energy. Your soul self is the acting hierophant. And remember, the hierophant adjusts the energy flow and the wattage from divine source and earth. It's just your higher self would take that charge and adjust it to what is needed, okay? So maintaining your heart-to-heart connection with your orb, imagine a channel with a golden beam of light flowing from divine source through your soul star chakra above your head and flowing to the topmost center point of your orb. So a channel with light flowing from divine source through your soul star chakra out to the topmost center point of your orb. Okay, got that all connected? And now imagine a channel flowing energy from the heart of the earth through your earth star chakra below your feet to the bottommost center point of your orb. So from the heart of the earth, a channel with the beam of light from the heart of the earth to your earth star chakra to the bottommost center point of your orb. Okay? So one from divine source in soul star chakra to your orb, and one from the earth through your earth star chakra out to the orb. And the circuits are now complete, okay? This creates an energy field between you and your creation, okay? Just understand all of that. Understand how that circuit is. It just flows now. It's flowing. The managing deva is now connected to source and the earth, to Mother Earth, okay? And now, see your orb as planted in universal soil on the grid. Your orb is on the universal grid, okay? It's part of the universe. So I want you to fully associate and animate your manifested reality with all of your senses of all of this, okay? Feeling into your golden heart and raising your passion pulse. We want to raise your vibration, get that passion flowing through you, charging everything up, and resonate with the universal pulse and create a strong constitution of truth. Okay, you're all connected to the universe. Your golden heart is just full of passion, right? And you know it as realized. This is all realized now. You created your desire out there in your orb, okay? And synthesize your whole body being. Everything is readjusting. Everything is reorienting to the new this new truth, this new constitution. And you're experiencing it as done. And sound out your note 3 times with the intent to announce its birth to the world, okay, to the universe. And know that all the people that need to be there, that are supposed to be involved, they're seeing your creation and they're connecting on the grid and they're aligning with you. And the devas are organizing and creating synchronicities for you and supplying the matter, the means, and the range of action. And realize that you are in your divine rhythm. Okay, you may sense the membrane surrounding your orb splitting open or just falling away, however you sense it happening. But your creation, It's beaming its own light out through your ring of influence, your ring past not, your ring of influence, and beyond. And it's sounding its own note and calling in all cooperating devas to help make your desire manifest. Okay, this is all so exciting work. I love doing this work. Okay, so now it's time to return. Just let that beam out. Let your orb just beam its own, you know, its own light, its own note, its everything, okay? And the managing deva is working with them, with all the elementals and the nature spirits and all involved, okay? But it's time to turn your attention to other things and let them do their work. And, of course, you can go back to it and beef it up and, you know, and charge it up and add new stuff if you, you know, just keep it going. Whenever your higher self tells you or the managing deva tells you it needs some attention, of course, you add to it. And remember when you do it to include the devas and to take yourself to the frequency of the devas that you need to attract. Okay? So let's come back down the staircase. And you can bring all that energy back with you, you know, but come down into the room, all the way back to now. And after doing this, I know I have a lot of trouble grounding. There's so much. It's so exciting. So make sure you come back down to the now, to the present moment, and ground, okay? And let's get into a place of gratitude and give thanks to all the devas involved, our guides, our higher self, just all the divine beings on all levels of light and love and power and service that participated. And let's say thanks for all the wisdom and the grace, all of the light. Thank you for this opportunity to receive and allow this energy of creation to fill us, our soul's desire. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, drop down your vortex around you, sending it down, burning up any lower level energy that wandered in into the ball at the center of the earth, and bring up the purified energy to the golden sun above your head and qualify that reclaimed energy with high-level emotional tones. And you can just use the same emotional tones you used earlier, or not. And turning the reclaimed energy into a golden liquid gel and filling up your body with that golden liquid gel. And allow the golden source energy to seep into every cell, saturating yourself with all the spaces, all the spaces. Remember that vortexing of the atoms we did, spitting out and releasing all kinds of gunky stuff? Well, now let's fill all that in. Fill it all in with this nice, new, high emotional energy. Okay, and let it flow into your heart, your energetic field, filling up your aura, filling up your atoms, just everything, filling it all up. Expanding your aura just to where you feel a little bit of resistance. Just filling it all up. And flipping on your light switch, lighting up your boundaries, illuminating your body and your being. If you use deflector mirrors, put them up. And call all your energy back to you from me, recalibrating yourself. Open your eyes and bring your awareness back into your room. Wiggle your fingers, toes, stretch. Whatever it is you do to be in the now moment. And remember, it doesn't hurt to ground yourself. Like I said, I know I have a little bit of trouble with that myself. And going about my day after doing stuff like this. So breathe and smile. And as I mentioned in the other group calls, I know this group already knows this, but I'd like to remind you that as personas show themselves to you regarding health, that you integrate them to make sure you can move through any challenges with grace and ease, and replace any negative thoughts and emotions with positive ones that are in alignment with what you have created here today. And you can bolster the qualities you put in place or come up with new ones to expand on your creation, and remember to include the devas and the appropriate frequency that they come from. Next week we'll be working on purpose work, and next week is the last one of the series. And purpose work, this can, it's whatever purpose work you, whatever point you want to work on. It can be not so much your job, unless your job is what you want to do as purpose work. But purpose work is usually has more of a spiritual quality to it. So, you know, it comes from your soul. It's what your soul wants to do, what you really have been meant to, you know, come here and do, what makes your heart sing, doing what makes your heart sing. And it usually involves other people or service in some way. Okay. Please print out and fill in a new worksheet to make the process a lot smoother. Okay, star 2 to raise your hand or type in your question in the Q&A box. In the meantime, a couple people have written in their questions because they couldn't be present. So let me go to the Q&A. Okay. Sandra, hi. I would like to know what deva would help for my masculinity to accept its power and confidence. Okay, Sandra. Well, dragon comes to mind very quickly, and dragon is very versatile. You can have water dragons. Of course, they all breathe fire. But, you know, dragons are known to live in the earth, or, you know, they rest in the earth, and they have all of their jewels and their precious metals, and they fly in the air. So, really, dragons can be any of the elements. They're very versatile. And dragons are very powerful, and their confidence, it seems anyway, their confidence level is right up there. You can also do this with animals like a bear or a lion, but on this, the line of a shamanistic spirit journey, I would invite in the dragon and merge with it. And then this can be done when you need that power and the confidence if a specific situation comes up. But I would practice with it, doing spirit journeys, you know, and, you know, come like a daydream almost. And imagine this, if you know there's a situation that you need the dragon in, imagine, do a daydream with that situation, merge with the dragon, and see through the eyes of the dragon, hear through the ears of the dragon, and feel through the heart of the dragon. And go through that scenario. You know, how would a dragon act in that situation that you need, or, you know, just as situations come up, you know, feel with the heart of the dragon. Just, you know that sense of power and that sense of confidence. And wielding power can be, it can be addictive, and also may even help you step over the line into bully, so be careful of that. But just remember the role of the masculine. You know, it's protection of the feminine and to help the feminine with a structure so the feminine can flow, you know, so the dragon can do all of that, all right? So I hope that's helpful. Deb, I'm joining your group late, but I'm getting caught up and am so happy to be here. I don't know if I'll be able to join you live today, but wanted to know if there's any message from the Davis that you can hear from me, especially if there's anything specific they want me to know personally as I learn to work with them. With much gratitude. Deb. Okay. Okay, this is Deb L. All right. And you're on the phone too, I believe. Okay. So, any messages as you learn to work with them? You know, I keep hearing they want to help you in your work, and I'm sensing more in the purpose work, but they want to help you with your work. And I keep hearing them say, let me do it. I want to do it. I want to help. they're getting all excited about it. They want you to include them. And it's always hard to remember at first to include them. But they're there to help you whenever you need it. You know, whatever you need. They're anxious. They want, you know, they live for this. This is their job, and they get excited when people understand that they're there and can help, and when you include them, I mean, they really get so excited. They're just so much fun to work with. But the elementals. Remember the elementals. The gnomes are the earth, and they're physical. They help with grounding and the beauty of nature and all of that and the bounty. The undines, the waters, are help you with emotions, especially those deep ones that are hard to work through. Let's see, the sylphs are air. They help you with mental, working through your mental blocks and mental concepts. The salamanders, the fires, they help you with the spiritual. There are also etheric. All devas are etheric. They live in the etheric. They're etheric. The elementals are just totally etheric. The nature spirits are etheric and emotional. The managing devas are etheric, emotional, and mental. And then, of course, when you get into the angels, you add the spiritual on top of it. But you can work with the etheric, the devas that work with the soul of the earth as well. And I think some people consider those more on the line of the etheric devas, you know, when you're talking about the elements. Okay, so... You know, down the line, there's indigo devas and there's golden devas, you know, and I think that's a little bit more advanced. But down the line, maybe I'll get into a presentation into a little bit of that. You know, it's all very interesting how much even more refined and, you know, that sort of thing. Personally, also, I'm getting a message, and I think this is more for everyone. It would not hurt to rest, if you can, take a day or so of rest, day or two, and build up your reserves. Fill in those soul centers, the Hara center, the high heart center, and the high mind center. Just fill those reservoirs with Mother Earth energy, etheric energy, just build those up. We are coming up not only for Mercury retrograde, starting tomorrow, but we just hit a very potent new moon, and we're moving towards the last of four blood moons. The energy is just high, really high. So it wouldn't hurt us all to set ourselves up so that we're full of energy and ready to take on whatever comes our way with this moon. And I don't know if you hear about the other more space, the etheric weather from the space, so to speak, but we're passing through the photon belt, and it's a part of space that is highly charged, gamma rays, highly charged, and we'll be going through it for quite some time, but our vibrations are raising, and this makes some people crazy if they don't understand what's happening to them. And of course, at full moon time, especially potent moons, people go crazy, it would help if you're fully charged and maybe can even help other people through it. That would be wonderful. But everybody, if you can, take a day of rest, charge yourself up, everything you can. Okay, Angie, thank you for the great exercise. Is there a deva vibration that would be especially helpful for me to call in now, especially for channeling and creating my purpose work? Okay, Angie. Deva, channeling. Unicorn. I don't know. Unicorn just popped up, and I'm not sure what the role. Unicorns are just so gentle, usually they're gentle and very loving, and great protectors. And they, with their alicorn, that horn, touches water, and it purifies the water and brings it back to. Like a pristine state. It helps the innocence. It helps bring back the innocence, the inner child, right? All of that innocence of the inner child and all, it just brings it back. And it's also very fertile at the same time. And it said that when unicorn, if you're in the water, and a unicorn dips her alicorn into the water, you can become pregnant, So it's very interesting, the unicorn, but the unicorn doesn't want to hurt anyone, or it doesn't even want to step on the grass for fear, not fear of, but it, because it doesn't want to harm the grass. They want to be gentle and harmless, and I would imagine that has to do a lot with emotions as well. And so emotions also have to do with water. But the unicorn is very protective and can be very fierce as well while protecting. So maybe meditate on that, how the unicorn can help you in your purpose work and creating the channel, the channel for your, help you channel in your creation. Okay, is that all? Let me hit refresh again. Oh, I caught Aunt Audrey this time. Usually I miss her. Okay, what does my deva have to tell me? How can I work more with them on a personal level? Audrey, you just need to invite them in for starters. And everything you do, first of all, what does my deva have to tell me? Let me go for that first. What does after Steve. I have to tell her. I'm picking up a fear of hurting people. I know you're a very, very potent person, and you have this power about you. This it's like this energy comes into you, like in a full, huge channel, and you have so much to send out, to give, that it's almost like there's a fear of hurting someone. So is there a block there that you don't want to hurt someone? You're afraid of hurting them. And, open up that block. And now is a good time. Even if you don't want to work personally with people, open that up as service work to humanity in general. You know, let your energy flow. Because if you don't let energy flow, it'll back up on you, and it could even harm your health. So just let that flow. If you have excess energy, just put it on the grid, put it out there. Just send it out to whoever needs it. Send it to Mother Earth. I just see this huge channel coming into you, but it's not. It doesn't seem like it's coming, like the energy in doesn't equal the energy out. So maybe if you can open up a little somehow like that. But how to work with them more and on a personal level, and this really is a good question for anybody listening, really. It's really a matter of remembering to invite them in. And I do this myself. I work with, in my day job, I work on computers. I work at home and I work on computers a lot. And it can be very frustrating, you know, computers are, just seem to frustrate, you know, when stuff goes wrong, it's not what you want. And it's very frustrating. And I get all clogged up because I let myself get frustrated. But when I can step back and get into my heart, I remember that the Devas are there to help me. And all you have to do is ask them. And you say, okay, I'm having problems here. Go at it. Help me out here, you know. And then as soon as I do that, the energy clears up and I'm able to work through the frustration, you know, work through the problem. So I even do it. I forget. I get caught up in what I'm doing and forget to include the Devas. So really it's a matter of remembering. You know, I even started putting post-it notes all over the place, you know, where I know I forget. But when you play, when you take a bath, when you shower, when you do your chores, you know, like your dishes or whatever it is, your job, you can, if you can, put in post-it notes. But working with them, really, it's not how can you. They're there to help you right now. They're willing, anybody. They're willing to help anybody right now. The big thing is remembering. So it's however you can do that. Maybe wear a special bracelet or a ring or something to and assign that bracelet, you know, anchor that bracelet as a reminder to invite those Devas. They're a delight when you remember, you know. So I hope that helps. And you are such a powerful person, Audrey. You just got to let that flow. Okay, Kendra, is it wrong for me to want to go back and ask what my mom asked? What does my Deva want to tell me, and how can I work with them more? Okay. how odd is it to desire? No, working with unicorns, aren't they beautiful? I mean, just looking at them, they're beautiful. They're their whole demeanor is so gentle and loving. And to include them, how to include them? You could do it like you do a shamanic vision quest or whatever, or just do it like you're inviting in your helping spirits, but merge. You can even merge with the unicorn and go for a romp. I mean, how lovely is that? And to be able to have that alicorn purifying everything, it's beautiful. And of course, go for it. There's no reason not to. You can go through the whole gamut of all of, you know, try the dragon out for a day. You know, merge with the dragon for a day and see what it's like. Merge with the unicorn for a day and see what it's like. And become the unicorn, you know, to understand truly what she brings, you know, what sort of thing that she can bring to your life, what new mental acuity she can bring to your life, you know, emotions too, but what's it like to be a dragon, you know? Just bring all that in. So what does my Deva want to tell me? Oh, Deva wants you to tell you. You have a very loving, gentle soul, very beautiful. Your soul is very beautiful, bright star. You're just, like I said, try on all of the different nature spirits. Just try them on, you know, for an hour during a meditation. Just go for a romp in a field, or take the dragon for a flight. Just work with them in whatever way you know it. Look through their eyes. Don't just fly around with them, but look through their eyes. Feel through their heart. Hear what they hear, right? Just sense what they sense. That's what I'm getting for you is, you know. Okay, Deb. Hi, Lynn. I was so happy to hear the Devas want to help me with my purpose, especially since my biggest issue in my life right now is that I don't know what my purpose work is or what I'm supposed to do. So could you just clarify, when I'm working with them, do I just ask them to give me clues? Well, of course, you can do that, ask for clues. Meditation is always a good way to go about stuff like that. Just get into the meditation and invite them even in there. You know what you could do is, and this is one way I found out kind of what my purpose work was, is I would just sit for a daydream. You know, when you have the time, perhaps if you take your lunch, I don't know if you work a job, if you can get some quiet moments, go on a daydream and invite the Devas in and ask them to help you. And don't make, whatever it is you come up with, don't make it wrong. Just let it go. Just let it flow. And I used to see myself, I'd be reading a book, and I'd get through, some of these books were really difficult to get through, a lot of information packed into one paragraph, so you have to, like, read the paragraph and sit there for a few minutes and think it through. But at some point, I started seeing myself teaching myself and then teaching others that were etherically in the room with me as well. So, you know, I'd be working through these concepts, and I'd think, oh, my God, I worked through that concept really, really quickly. You know, it was so compact. but I'm sitting here talking it through and helping other people get through understanding the many facets or the many layers of what was being said in there. And so I started finding myself in the role of teacher. So, you know, or lecturer, you know, that sort of thing. And so it helped me understand partially, you know, what I was, what direction I needed to go into for my purpose work. So let yourself daydream. Put, or you can even take it into your night dreams too. What is my purpose work before going to bed? What is my purpose work? You know, help me out here. Ask your higher self, your angels, all of the devas, because angels are devas too. Just help them all help you understand and point you in the direction of your purpose work. And, of course, you can book a session with Crystal on that intuitive assessment. She's very helpful as well to at least point you in the right direction. And it, once you do that, you can just ask, you know, ask the devas to help start clarifying it for you. I hope that's helpful. That's, you know, what I got anyway. All right. So, I don't see any more raised hands. I don't see. I'm hitting refresh a few times. So, okay. Okay, well, I think that's it. If I see any come in after I stop the recording, of course, I'll answer you by email. Okay, so I'd like to thank you all for showing up and doing the process, and I hope you're enjoying doing the process and understanding all the so many different layers of our world, of the dimensions, of the frequencies, of the vibrations, and understand that vibration means a lot. And using your own out loud if possible really helps the devas cohere to what you're trying to create. So, and once again, even with the health one, if you don't target anyone else, this is for you, for your creation, for you. Don't force your will on anybody. This could be a lot of karma coming back at you. So don't force this on anybody else into their body or their etheric field. If you want to send something, say healing energy to someone, of course, you can create a nice field. Send it to them, but send it to surround them. Not even penetrate their aura or their body. So it gives them another choice that they could that they can use. You know, you see sometimes on the even on the Facebook groups of people wanting scans, and they only come up with two choices. Well, that's a polarity. That's a duality. That's separation. So it's always helpful when you come up with situations like that, you know, even for people, to include just the possibility of a third choice, you know, to take you out of that duality. And so when you're working with other people and they're in that duality, just send them love as a third option and let them do with that love. If they so choose, they can take in that love into their field as that third choice and run with it, okay? So do not force this on anybody, please, okay? So thanks all for showing up, and I hope to meet you again next week to go through the purpose work one. And so until next week, cheers.